There is a hunger. There is a thirst on the inside of every generation. And that hunger is to worship the very one that created everything. And that hunger today is the hunger and thirst for worship. There is something about heaven that the earth has not known. There's something about God, the very depth in God that the sons of God has not touched. That is the mystery of worship. The time has come, the prophecy being fulfilled, that men are thirsty to see the very tangible presence of God. Worship is that secret. Is a mystery that needed to be unfolded to this generation. As it is in heaven, God wants it to be done on the earth. But heaven will not respond with inspiration of songs and worship, that there is no cry from the earth. But when earth cries, heaven responds. The two will always work together. Every generation is born in a mystery, born with a mystery that must be uncovered. And every generation must worship God in the very way God intended her to express unto him. A form of language, a form that they have an understanding, but the spirit of life. My generation is hungry more than ever before. My generation is thirsty more than ever before. We want to touch something that is beyond the earth realm. Something that has to be God. We've been singing for too long standing. We want to learn what it means to bow on the inside and on the outside. The true worship sets the throne for the king, ushers the king to take his place, crowning him with a consecration and surrender. God is seeking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. I hear the voice of God calling. Where are the true worshipers? Where are the sons and the daughters of Zion that won't be satisfied with anything or nothing that does not carry God, his essence? The prophecy of worship must be fulfilled. I hear that same cry. I feel that same wind of worship. Can you hear it? There is a chord that the Spirit of God is striking. There is a tune that is coming from heaven. There is a melody from the Spirit of the Most High. And God is calling. Where are the hearts? Where are the ears? Where are the eyes? Where are the knees that will bow and worship? That will express me more than ever before. That my glory will reign once more again. This kind of worship, it doesn't matter where you are. It can invade wherever you are, as long as you're connected with this very spirit of worship. We're tired of lighting strange fires before the God that lives in rain. The time has come. The fires of the altar. and the entire earth has been waiting for sons of God to manifest. This is your time to manifest this celestial worship. Heaven coming down to earth, and earth responding to heaven. You are one. You are one. You are one. That channel, that express channel that will seek to express God and not to impress man. Join the 24 elders. Worship His majesty. The land that is worthy to open the seal. Lord, open the seal of worship once again to this generation. The ancient path of worship. Lord, lead us back to that path again.